What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
Talking to Tammy here, and this dude just didn't want to go out with her again. She was too chatty. She didn't pay attention to what he was saying, that he had to get up early, and she kept him out late. So he just didn't want a second date. You know, so what does he do? He doesn't text her back. He doesn't call her back. And it's just assumed that there's not going to be a second date. So the question really is that the way you do it? Is that the way you handle it, the most appropriate way, just letting it go? Or is there something you could say to make the other person know that, look, it's just not here. This is not going to work here. But do it politely to where you don't come off looking like like all nasty.
It's just hard to say to someone.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the words to use to politely decline a second date.
There's the brush off, right? Like where you just don't, where you ignore them.
Right.
But if you're going to stop that, you have to come up with one line that ends it, saving their feelings, but protecting you from having to avoid that person in the future. Mm.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey.
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 Okay, so here's my beef. It's one thing, it's like, and I'm going to preface, I'm married now and whatnot, but I lived in New York for a while, so I actually did the Sex and the City kind of thing, and I dated quite a bit. And it got to the point where if I spent all my time going, why never didn't I get a second date, or why didn't I get a third date, you know, it's a waste of time. It's just, you know, it's that whole, like, if he's really not that into you kind of thing, there's some truth to that. And I do believe that honesty is the best policy. And it's not that you say, oh, look, sorry, no, I'm not going to call you. But as women, we need to get the hint that if we don't get the call back or if we don't get a text, it's like, move on. It's not like there's not 50 million other men out there that might be your perfect match. Because when we sit there and want all this closure and stuff to the degree, it makes us look like stalker women. It gives women a further bad name that, you know, we can't be strong, that we don't need men, or that we have to have men. And it's just like, just get the clue. It's, you know, so he didn't call. I know it sucks, but just move on. And as guys, it's like, don't say you're going to do something if you're not going to do it. Don't say, hey, I'll give you a call if you're not going to do it.
So what would
just
you rather
say, hey, Chick, I had a great time. Thanks.
So what would you rather us say then?
I think it's up to us. I mean, we're all adults. Sometimes you just, I mean, people need to get a better clue.
So what's the line?
So, yeah, because
what we're looking for is
the
line at the end of the date. The guy or the girl says, hey, I'd really love to see you again. What is the proper line?
You just, well, I have to admit, there I'm not quite sure either, unfortunately. Honestly, you just say, hey, look, I had a great time. Thanks. And you just, you don't.
I don't want to see her anymore.
Fortunately, nobody wants to be the bad guy, but we're adults. People can't always be that clueless that, I mean, yeah, I had several dates where I thought it went really well and I never got a call back. And then there's times where, like, a guy thought we had a great date and he's calling and whatnot. And it's just like, dude.
Gotcha.
You know?
Thank you.
I had a friend in New York who, a friend of a friend, who's, he said good luck at the end of the date.
Good luck.
Yeah, I will. So,
don't you wish you could sign it off like on an email, like when people just write best and then put their name? Like you wish you could say something like that. Like,
yeah,
I'm with
sincerely.
Her. I would rather not know, to be honest with you, and just I would rather have you not text me and not call me. I'll get it within 2 days. If I don't get anything back in 2 days, it's over anyway.
That's
I don't want to know what I did wrong or what you interpret that why I'm not for you. That's
but
it.
We're talking
that's
about
the
two
key,
different
though,
things.
But
we're talking about the after effects. I think we're looking for the line.
But I honestly don't think there'll ever be one. I think we're all adults, whatever. We're all grown people who still, you know, have the emotions of a 10-year-old. I mean, that's how life is. And I think that what Bert is saying, and actually what that last caller was saying, is the only realistic thing is you just have to get the clue. Like, you have to get it. And
then you have an
awkward
thing.
Too many people
don't,
because you like the person and you want to go out with them again, but guess what? It's not going to happen.
Especially if it's a friend situation, mutual friends, and you have the awkward run into them again. There needs to be a line that can be used that is, I would really love to see you again, and then, you know what? I don't think we hit it off. You know what? You had a big old chunk of lettuce in your teeth.
Nobody has the courage to do that with somebody they just met.
Then we need to find a different line.
I don't think it works. I don't think we're going to find the right line because...
It all
nobody's
feels too brutal. It
sorry,
all feels too mean to say.
You
like,
have terrible oral hygiene. Really? No, I just don't think we hit it off.
Hey, Amber, you're on Q100.
Sorry.
Hi.
That's what you should do. It's the Bert theory.
Oversell it.
Oversell it. Okay.
Why? I don't think we should see each other anymore on account of you being really fat and having bad hair. Oh, my God. What?
Just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding. I just didn't think you and I connected.
Hey, Amber, you're on Q100.
Well, ironically, I had a really similar situation happen to me, except it was a guy that wouldn't quit talking on the date. I was set up on a blind date, and I don't think the guy asked me 3 questions about myself, and it just was obnoxious. And I thought, you know, if this guy isn't genuinely interested in me, then I don't want a second date. And he called me. He's very persistent. IM me, text me. And I finally just stood up and returned his text. I was very respectful, and I said, look, I had a good time, but, and here's the line, I just got out of a serious relationship, and I'm not looking for anything right now.
There you go.
But then you have to ask. It was a little stretch of the truth, but it was the truth.
Well, that's okay.
Then as the one that's out with you, I'm thinking, then why are we here in the first place?
Well, it was a blind date. I was set up by a good friend, and I just wanted to go out and have a little fun. You never know who you're going to meet. I mean, I feel like sometimes if a friend says, you should meet somebody, then you should always take the chance, but it just didn't work out.
Well, girls have already used that line for a long time. I don't want to be in a serious relationship. I just we've used that. All women have lied about it. I think the thing going on, what Jeff is saying, it will never work because nobody will take the line. Like if you say, I just don't think it's going to work out. Why? Well, what'd I do? Well, what can I do better? Or like the other person, like it's never going to be a clean break because no two people are ever on the same page about anything.
Maybe you just go completely nutso. You go, let me see your palm, and then you look at the lines and go, oh, dear God, you and I are not. Look at see how your stratus line crosses the omega line at the heart point? Look at mine. You see how that's clearly not... I don't even know how we survived this dinner.
I think it should be the soap opera thing where you just walk out. You just don't say anything.
Goodbye.
You just turn around and walk out.
This is what John Mayer said about the breakup with Jennifer Aniston. And I wonder if there's any grain in here at all that you could use. But not to somebody's face on a first date, though.
Jennifer Aniston is the smartest, most sophisticated person I think I've ever met. And people are different. People have different chemistry. They have different lives. It's not about years. It's about going out with somebody, being truthful on the way in, being truthful in the middle, and
imagine
being truthful
this
on the way out.
First date.
You're either a cheater or you break up. And I'm not the first.
There's nothing really in there that
imagine?
You can even take from.
Imagine the end of a first date and you say the person by name. You know what? Wendy Adams is the most serious and smartest person that I know, and sometimes there's chemistry, and sometimes and Wendy's like, dude, we went to Starbucks.
we had coffee.
We had coffee and shared a piece of pound cake, you freak.
Trey, you're on Q100 High.
Yeah, I'm married now, and I've been married for a little over a year, but I went through the dating game for about 2 years with several different avenues, and girls that just don't return your phone calls for no reason, and it just gets to the point where you want a reason. And I think I came up with it. You basically just have to say that, you know, look, we're both adults. We know that this really didn't go that well. I don't want to be mean to you. I don't want to lead you on. Let's just keep it at that and move on. And maybe you'll find somebody. Maybe I'll find somebody later on.
I'd just rather not even have
the conversation. I don't think anybody has the courage to do that.
I don't have the courage to do that.
No way. And you say it didn't go well. Well, for the other person, it might. And I must say, I think it's hilarious that every caller or the majority of our callers, they're weighing in on this, want us to know that they're married. Well, I don't know what the purpose of letting us know they're married is, but I was in the dating game.
A lot of people have said that.
I've told you before that I never had better perspective on dating than on the day that I got married. I figured dating out so well. I got all the answers now that I'm married.
What about
maybe that's
it?
I just felt like they just wanted to let us know that I'm legitimate because, you know, now
I've done
I'm
this
successful
before.
Because I'm married.
I've
However, right, exactly.
What about if the way you do it is, like, you leave the date and let whatever happens, happens, but then as soon as you get home, you call the person you're on a date with and say, let me ask you a question about our dinner tonight. Did you poop your pants a little bit on the ride home? And then when
see
they go, no, of course not. Go, I did.
Like, unless if the other person wants that, then they'll go, yeah, actually, I did. Hey, Mark, you're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Hey, for me, when I was dating, I just kept it simple, you know. Hey, they were like, hey, I'd like to see you again. Yeah, you know, maybe I will. Maybe we will hang out again sometime. That would be nice. Then it kind of leaves it open to, you're not pinned down, but it kind of leaves it open to, hey, well, we'll call or we'll hang out with a bunch of friends, but you kind of put in that friendly vibe.
Why are we making this so complicated now? Dating now is set up to be so easy. Yeah. You go on group dates. You're allowed to text each other and email as conversations. It's all so much easier now. So why are we complicating things with a conversation to end it when it should just be
a brush
just
off.
Don't call.
You should send a 3-letter text code that doesn't make any sense and then never contact them again.
RNT.
Yeah. DID.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.